Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Even with all the cuts that we've seen, the U.S. spent a lot more in President Trump's first 100 days than it did over the same time last year. But it's not as clear-cut as it sounds. CBS News Vice President of Data and Journalism, John Kelly, is with me now. Such a great analysis that your team did, John, that's up on your website right now. Let's talk first about some of those numbers. How much has been spent at the start of Mr. Trump's second presidency?
Yeah, it's running at about $220 billion more than that same time period, the last 2 years. And most of that's driven by interest on the national debt and some of the large costs that we have related to aging Americans, like Social Security and Medicare and care for our veterans. Those things continue to grow, and while they're not completely outside the control of the White House, they're the biggest ticket items, and they're the things that the president really would have a hard time acting on by himself, if that makes sense. He would need a lot of cooperation with Congress, and they've been areas where obviously the political parties on both sides have been reticent to tread into.
So when you look at those things that you've mentioned, what portion of the budget do they make up?
Sure. One of the things we really wanted to look at was exactly that question. We looked at those plus. So if you take the military, Veterans Affairs, Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, those and the interest on the debt, those things are about two-thirds of the entire annual budget. It doesn't leave a lot of space if you decide politically that you're not going to touch those things or that you can't find an easy short-term solution to them. It doesn't leave a lot of space to work with to try to get other spending under control. And that's been in that smaller place that the White House and DOGE have been mostly playing, making cuts in some of the smaller agencies and smaller spending. It's really tied up in those big ticket items.
Which, as you mentioned, politically, that might be very difficult for President Trump to sell to his base.
Yeah, he's really, so with military and veterans affairs, you could imagine the political pushback that he might get there. And then he has committed, even while some Republican leaders in Congress have talked about that they would like to examine some changes potentially to Social Security or Medicare. The president has been very clear in saying, no, I have committed to not touch those things. And that's probably political calculus there that they're very popular programs and they affect people's pocketbook and their family, well-being. And there'll be certainly a lot of pain there. And so I think that those have been avoided through many administrations, any kind of like real effort to look at, whether there are ways to get those under control.
I'm speaking with CBS News Vice President of Data and Journalism, John Kelly. They've got a summary of this, or really detailed with charts, up on the website this morning. I want to talk about the debt that you mentioned and how those payments have increased. What did you see there when it comes to our national debt?
Sure. The biggest share of that is the payments that the government has to make day to day on those sort of savings bonds and treasury bonds that many Americans hold, many investors hold. And that number is a huge share of the sort of daily spending of the federal government. And for this first 100 days of President Trump's term, that number is double what it was just 3 years ago. So if you think about it sort of exponentially growing, it is it was in the $150 billion sort of range, and just a couple of years ago it was around 75. And what's driving that, of course, is the mounting debt, but also the higher interest rates. You know, just like if your home loan has a 6% rate on it, your payments are going to be higher. That's one of the things that's going on too with the national debt, is that as we go through this period with higher interest rates, you know, it's going to explode these payments that have to be made. And that's a thing that there's no political control over, because unless the government decides to, you know, default on its loans.
John, one last quick question for you. You briefly mentioned what we've seen already in cuts from DOGE. I think a lot of people are probably listening to this and saying, what about that? That's all we've heard about.
Yeah. One of the things we wanted to be able to look at there is there's a scale of those, right? And so there's two things going on. DOGE has put this website up where they've said they're accounting for the cuts they've made, and they've said they've made about $160 billion in cuts. They've only itemized less than half of that in terms of providing sort of a list of the actual, you know, this program and this grant. And then some of those itemizations have even been proven to be wrong by reporting. But even if we step back and we accept the $160 billion figure and say that is what they believe that they have found in savings so far, one way to look at that is to think about it in the scope of the entire federal budget. $160 billion sounds like a lot of money. And even, you know, we cut a billion here, we cut $5 billion there, sounds like a lot of money. But in the scope of the annual budget, the spending on the average year over the last 5 years has been $7.1 trillion. So that amount is about 2%. And the way that I like to think about that is, if I had a family, let's say, just to use round numbers to help us all with the math, had $10,000 worth of bills in a month, and we said we need to tighten our belts and get things under control, and we did that by trimming $200 from our budget, that's about the equivalent of this. It's really not making a dent in the amount so far.
CBS News' John Kelly. John, thank you for all the time this morning.
You're welcome.